She's back. Hey guys, it is Chantal, aka Shan, the mama of the girls. Today I want to do an episode on things my kids teach me because, in order to be a good parent, you have to be a teachable parent. In order to be a good child, you have to be a teachable child, okay? That is just how it works. When you go to a new job, they give you 90 days to comprehend and show me the money, okay? So same thing in this relationship with your kids, okay? They're going to teach you things. You have to be open to learning things because we're getting older. They're the young ones. They're into the new things, okay? Kids are not for the weak. Let me say that first. I'm going to say that again. Kids are not for the weak. Kids are not for the lazy people in the world either. Kids are for those who are consistent, comma, patient, comma, loving, comma, empathetic, organized, and willing. All right? And heavy on the willing, because if you are not willing to, you know, help them along, you're going to struggle. Because woo-wee. And that is what I'm talking about today. My kids are always teaching me to be more in the moment, okay? I have things to do, but they are always teaching me to be more in the moment. Wanting kids seems like an item to add to your life to make it better. But wanting kids and having kids and wanting to nurture kids means you're going to put in the effort, okay? Something to learn and to take care of is what kids are. Having kids is more like, ugh. So you coming with me or not, or by choice. And for a lot of parents, it's more so you're coming with me without a choice. You're going to do this without a choice. But if you can get them to do it with you, parenting is a lot easier. If you can get them to understand what's the benefits of being a team player, it's going to be a lot easier. All right. I feel special to be my kid's mom because they're just super funny in their own way, and they make me think. They make me do it a bit differently than other people, right? And it's an honor to raise two smart, witty, healthy girls. Every birthday they make it to is like a gift to me. So, yes, I'm celebrating their birthday, but I'm also celebrating the fact that I made it through another year and they are healthy, they are here, they are happy, they are clean, and they are cared for, right? So every birthday they share is a celebration for me as a mother, as a parent. And I hope their dads feel the same way. At least one of them. Okay. Another notch on my parenting level each birthday, and that's what it feels like. Of course, there are things my kids teach me that I don't want to know, like Georgia's national bird, new dances, new words kids make up, Roblox games. I do not understand it. I do not want to understand it. Same I am. I do not. Okay. New slime that's coming out, activator for slime, things to put in slime. How come every time we go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's, they're trying to convince me to buy them slime? Why does it cost $10? Like, I didn't ask y'all to tell me all of this. Okay. Stuffed paper animals, those weird stuffed animal thingies, like, and don't get me wrong, when I was younger, the thing was Beanie Babies, okay? And people were collecting them, and each one cost a different amount of money. Nobody's talking about Beanie Babies now. My point is, sorry, eventually what they like becomes irrelevant later. But a lot of times it's not a parent's position to dim their light, their excitement. Because when you become an adult, it's hard to find things you're excited about. So I say let them have it. okay? Let them enjoy it. Let them play in the dirt. Let them discover things. Let them come tell you about the rocks they found. You know what I'm saying? Because as they get older, what they want becomes more expensive. And if they would rather go outside and play in dirt than for me to buy them toys to play with outside, cool. Okay? Cool. There's lots of dirt in the backyard. Kids will also teach you how to be in the moment because after work, they want to do activities. They force me to play. They force me to get into the games that they played, look at the crafts that they made. And I get to learn their personality. I get to see which ones are fast quitters. I get to see which ones are super determined. I get to see, you know, what are they triggered by? So I'm learning about them as I'm raising them. And if you are not learning about your child as you're raising your child, you are missing the mark. Because one thing I will forever know is if somebody tells me something my child did, I'll be able to tell them if they're a liar or not by me knowing my child's personality. And that's just how it works. Kids will teach you how to enjoy yourself by giving them space to have a healthy childhood. Okay? I'm going to say this again. Kids teach you how to enjoy yourself by you giving them a space to have a healthy childhood. Right? If you take trips with your kids, they will teach you so many things. If you get to choose their surroundings, like I get to choose the fact that my kids get to live on a block that's quiet with older people and some kids. I get to choose what other kids my kids are around outside of school. I get to choose who gets to come in and out of the home that they live in. I get to choose how clean their house is, how protected their home is. I get to choose who gets to drive them around. I get to choose, like, all of these things that I didn't really have a choice in. I had to be with wherever my mom took us or whoever my mom dropped us off with. And I don't think she knew how reckless they were driving. I don't think she knew how chaotic the house was. And I don't have to worry about my kids being in positions like that because of who I allow them to be around. Yes, it comes off a bit more strict, a bit more, we don't ever get to do anything, but I have to let that come in one ear and go out the other because I know why I'm doing it like that. I know how I grew up, right? And limiting the possibilities of my children living in chaos is very important to me because I just want them to have the peace I couldn't get that I wanted at an earlier age than I got it, right? And for a lot of us, that is why we live where we live, why we do what we do, why we might see relatives once a year or once every 2 years, because it's a peace of mind that we want, right? It's a level of living that we want to provide. Number four, teaching your kids to protect themselves can reveal how you were not protected, which is a trigger for a lot of us. As a mother, I have cries out loud and I have silent cries because I really get to see who I could have become as an adult from a child's age if my mom learned how to set boundaries with people a lot earlier, right? And so it's not always tears of sadness. A lot of times it's tears of joy. A lot of times I'm glad my kids can wake up and be comfortable in their house. They don't have to deal with fighting or yelling. They don't have to deal with someone manipulating them in the house and a mom that's kind of shrugging things. They don't have to deal with not feeling protected where they live. They don't have to deal with none of those things. Like, they're very comfortable here. Ari's very comfortable at her dad's house. She's safe. And I love that for them, right? So yeah, my kids teach me as I raise them, and I like that. It helps me be a more empathetic person, a more understanding person, and I can talk to you guys and I can talk to other people about what that difference may look like. My kids might become more trusting people as adults. My kids might become more self-aware as adults. My kids will have a limit to BS as adults because they got to see where my limits and my boundaries were with people. My kids will know what it feels like to be in a house that's clean, protected, organized. You know, I can find what I need when I need it because everything has a place. It's just, there's no reason why you can't be in my home and be comfortable, have what you need, and feel like it's okay that you're here. You don't have to leave, you know? And not everybody's house is like that, and I'm just happy to be able to raise them in a home that's like that. Kids will also reveal to you what you're avoiding. Parents can tell a fake friend and a bad partner. And kids can tell who's phony in your life. And kids can tell who you're talking to that they don't like. And kids will be honest about it, right? If you give them the space. Kids can feel bad aura in people. So if my daughters don't want to hug somebody or don't want to go over someone's house or tell me something that happened over somebody's house, I can make a smarter judge on if they're going back over there, if this is something that I want to continue. You know, I can make better decisions based on their experiences. Number three, your friends will know when a partner or lover is not good enough to be around your kids and is not good for you. People who care about you, friends, everybody on the outside can judge if something or someone's in your life that's making you react or do things differently that are not helping you. So when people get with people who are new in their lives and everything is going downhill and it was a lot better when they weren't around, I never understood how people can be so upset about the obvious. You know what I'm saying? And I don't ever want myself to want something or the idea of something so bad that I'm willing to ignore the state of emergency that my life is in for a person or for a thing, right? So value those people who are around you who will teach you how to care for yourself, will teach you how to better parent, will teach you how to be a better mother, a better sister, a better aunt, a better friend. Because there's nothing wrong with you being the friend with kids and your other friends don't have kids. You have to purposely make an effort to be in spaces where you guys can share your life. You know, a lot of my friends who don't have kids, they might come to the house and see me. Or I might meet them somewhere with the girls. Or if I have to bring the girls to something they got going on, they're very understanding of that. So when people say, oh, we used to do X, Y, and Z, and you had a baby, and now we don't do that no more, that's a conscience effort to not try, to not be compromising. You're not putting the effort in that relationship any longer because it feels too much like work. Okay, so I'm just very happy to have friends who will bend for me, and I'm always happy to have good friends who are good examples to my kids around my kids, right? So if you want to be taught things, if you want to see yourself in the next generation or have things revealed to you that you need to work on, like your patience, like you getting really angry at the introduction of a problem, and learning how to better speak to kids and learning how to apologize to your kids after you've calmed down. If you don't want to do that, don't have kids. That's the best thing I can say, because I find myself apologizing. I find myself being like, you know what, you're right. I find myself double checking what I think is true and finding out that's not true. I find myself rereading what something said because my kids say, no, it says this. And if it takes you 2 times, do it. If it takes you 3 times, do it. But you cannot expect your kids to be great people if you don't facilitate creating great people. It's just not going to happen. All right. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Room Podcast. This is another episode. It might be a bonus because I did not number these. But
hey, guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Room Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShanBePodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
If it helps you, great. If it can help another parent, please share it. Please let me know in the reviews below what you thought about this episode, what you think about this podcast. Let me know on YouTube, Shannon Pods, of what you think about different episodes on there. Some episodes are on YouTube. Some episodes are just audio. You can find me on Good Pods, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can find me on CastBox. You can find me on Podbean. There's so many different platforms that you can find this podcast. Do not say, oh, where are you at? Because ShanBePodden.com, you can find me and my everything, okay? I do this because what's the point of having all this knowledge and not sharing it so other people could get better? It don't make no sense. So yeah, I will check you guys next time. Y'all have a great week. Peace.